It's good to see everybody this morning. It's good to have a very loud tent coming in, and I've been enjoying spending this feast so far with my family, extended family, and with all of you here, and meeting with a lot of people I've known over the years and get to know better this week. I want to start out with a question, and we'll kind of start, and I think look at this throughout the rest of the message as well. What do you look forward to doing in the kingdom of God? What do you look forward to doing in the kingdom of God? I'm not talking about the nature of what we will be or the nature of the world, but what we will be doing in the kingdom of God. Maybe it's easier to ask, what do you want to be doing in the millennial reign of Jesus Christ on this earth? I've heard people say, if I can just be there and be the janitor, I could take out the trash. I could maybe do, like, just as long as I'm there, as long as I can get there and be there. Scripture doesn't talk about us being trash picker uppers. It doesn't talk about us being a lowly task. Those are well and good to be desirous to do, but doesn't talk about that. I think it'll be part of our job description in one way or another. But what the kingdom of God talks about, our task being, is different. Today I want to talk about how we approach the kingdom of God. I want to review what Scripture tells us, what our role might be, and encourage us to grow and develop into each one of us to grow and develop into that role as a part of the body of Christ. All of this is based off of a foundation that starts with steps that we must take. That is the step of repenting, accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, to be baptized, and to receive the gift of God, which is the gift of His Holy Spirit. That Spirit which dwells in each and every single one of us who has accepted that calling, accepted that covenant, and that walk like our elder brother, Jesus Christ. If we have done those steps, then our next step is point one. We will start the millennium as glorified spirit beings under Jesus Christ. We will start ruling with Christ, our King, who is King of Kings, because we are the kings beneath Him, or below Him. We are kings and priests at the start of the millennium. That's from Revelation 5, chapter 10. Or sorry, Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. We're not called to be there to pick up trash. We are called to be kings and priests. We are integral to the millennium occurring. We are there in the service of God under Christ. Point two, God is preparing each of us now. We are being cultivated, formed, matured, and grown right now. Jesus Christ lived a physical life, and He came for a purpose. He grew, He matured, and He always was looking forward to receiving His rightful crown. He talks later, it's like he was seeking that the things that were better and beyond to be brought to fruition, just as we are to be doing now. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25, 21. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. This is breaking into the parable of the talents. And it's one of those talents or one of these parables that I've thought a lot about leading up to this message and just in general for the past years, just how we are treating our talent. But in this verse, verse 21 again, it says, it's the master returns, and he says to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave or servant. You were faithful in a few things, and I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." This is, again, after the parable of the rest of the talents, and if you're not familiar, please read it. You can read it right now, that's fine. But this is a master returning and commending his servant that he is faithful in what has been given. And to enter the joy of your master. So this brings me back to the question I started out with. What do you want to do in the millennium when it happens? Because it will happen. I want to be a king and a priest. I want to be able to teach and to help others, to guide people in perfect love and truth to their personal Savior and to God the Father, just as Jesus Christ did. I want to be like Christ. Yeah, that's great. That's really lofty goals, one might say. But that's what we're called to do. And if I want to be doing that role in the kingdom, I must be doing that role today. I must be getting better, as we've talked about, to be better at fulfilling that responsibility now. I believe we have to be doing the job now, because I don't think there's a big crash course or a brainstorm and training session before the millennial reign of Christ. I believe we put in the work now just as the talents were put in, and what was out at the end was the result. We have an investment or an earnest put and invested into us, that earnest being that spirit. And am I using that talent so that the Father returns and says, "You've been faithful, enter into the joy of my kingdom"? It's incredible to think about that investment that God has put in each and one, every single one of us who has accepted that calling. For those who haven't accepted the calling, I encourage you to do so, because the power of God in you is what makes it possible. And you need him working in you to do the job he set before us. As a parent, I have a daily opportunity to practice trying to do these things, to be helping and teaching someone to learn about God, to know about God, and I fail daily. And it's something where you look at myself, if you look at yourself, you can see that there is definitely growth potential. And boy, do I need God working with me to make that happen. We are called to extend our love and that action, not only to just my personal family, but to those who are with us in the room here, to our fellow brethren. And we think about it too, elsewhere it says we are supposed to be doing that to the world, even to our enemies. This is something that doesn't just stop right here. And it's not something we just look off into the future in which I'm in a glorified state and perfectly able to practice this. I must be doing this now. I want my fellow humanity to overcome and to grow, to know Jesus Christ as I've gotten to know Jesus Christ, to be able to know God the Father. We have that opportunity now, and that is the hope that we must share. With God's help, we can develop from being teachable hearers to doers of the word, and students, and from students to teachers and mentors. From being children of wrath to sons and daughters of God, to complete change of nature. I encourage each of us to think about what we want to be doing in God's kingdom. Write it down. Take the time right now, write it down. I mean, we've been talking about putting stuff on the backboard there, writing it down. Write down what you want to be doing. And you may think, no, I can't possibly do whatever I've just written down. But it says that through God's power, all things are possible. Everything is possible through the power of God, that which is not contrary to his will. If you want the scriptural reference for that, you can go to Romans 8. Just keep reading. It's a good refresher. So let's meditate on what it means for you and I in our lives. Let's pray for God's help to ultimately have us and all those that he might call and is calling around us become part of his family, fulfill that calling. Matthew 24, verse 46. Matthew 24, verse 46. In my Bible, it's one page back. It says, "Blessed is the slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes." I know we look forward in the Feast of Tabernacles. But as we've heard before, this is our time, and this is our time now. We can be a representative of the kingdom of God, and we are a representative of the kingdom of God now. So do what you want to do in the millennium. Do what you want to be doing in the millennium today. Do it this week. Do it in your physical life so that you might do it in your physical, or not your physical, your glorified eternal life in the future. Do it so that way you can do what it says, or at least what the prophet Isaiah was able to tell God in Isaiah 6, verse 8. There are other scriptures we'll go through in Isaiah, but this one I thought was fitting. Isaiah 6, verse 8. This is Isaiah getting his commission. He says, "I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?' And then I said, 'Here I am. Send me.'" Isaiah didn't say, "Wait, let me get ready. Let me have more of your spirit and be able to have the power to do what needs done." Isaiah said, "Here I am, Lord. Send me." Let's be like Isaiah to be able to tell God, our Father, that we are ready for what he's called us to do and be.